Welcome to another episode of the podcast. We have another Biz Burst for you today, and this is a training for my Spiritual Business Bootcamp program. So this is from week 8, which is Visibility Week, and it's all about thought leadership and becoming iconic and getting out of the friend zone, which I know so many beautiful healer souls have an issue with. Because they're so kind-hearted, they're so genuine, they're so warm, and so people put them in that category. And the issue with that is that you're not getting respected and seen as an authority. People say that your content is inspirational, you're getting all the thumbs up, all the hearts, but not as many sales as you would like. And I would bet that this is the problem. This is a problem I see again and again and again, not being an authority. So this is what we're going to cover in this short but impactful episode. There are a few different concepts in here because these are all different chunks from a half-hour training in Spiritual Business Bootcamp, which is going to be open again very, very soon. So I've just cut out a few snippets and I've put them next to each other talking about becoming iconic, being a thought leader, and getting out of the friend zone. So I hope this helps you. If it does, I do also have some spaces right now for my one-to-one Electric Biz mentorship. If you're interested in working together one-to-one to get super aligned and electric in your business, send me a DM on Instagram and I'll give you those details. But for now, enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Liz Roberta Show, the podcast for women who are building their empire online and manifesting their ultimate dream life. You'll learn the secrets to success so you can experience freedom and total alignment with your soul gifts. I left my corporate career behind and went full-time in my business after feeling lost for years, not knowing what to do. I got a book deal with my dream publisher, Hay House, which is when my book, Living in Tune, was born. I help soulful business owners to have their next big breakthrough, and I blend magic and marketing for a feminine approach to business that's aligned, heart-led, and full of soul. Are you ready to devote yourself to your calling and make more money than you ever thought possible? If so, let's go. If you're a healer or a coach feeling called to make more money online, Spiritual Business Bootcamp is my 3-month accelerator to help you rise up to consistent 5K months, even if you're still starting out as an entrepreneur. We'll start at the bottom and work our way up to ensure that you're feeling secure in your business with total clarity on your niche, who you serve, your pricing, your offers, and even the best tech systems that will support you in your business. I don't want people getting underpaid for their incredible soul gifts that they have to share with the world. So this bootcamp is an intensive transformation portal to ensure that doesn't happen. My programs are a unique experience because detailed training happens inside, infused with powerful activations to help you break through to your next level of clarity and cash so you can elevate way beyond your current experience. The link is in the show notes underneath this episode or go to lizroberta.com/SBB to secure your spot on the next round I run live. I hope to see you soon inside Spiritual Business Bootcamp. So being a thought leader is all about having authority. It's about people looking up to you as an expert, as someone who knows what they're talking about, as a leader in your specific field. So authority is very important because it creates trust, and trust is what makes people buy. People feel safe when they're with a strong leader. So the stronger a leader you can be, the safer you will make your audience feel. And when they feel safe and like they can trust you and you're supporting them, that transition into one of your paid programs will become easier. So this is what you're trying to achieve with your visibility. It's not just getting seen more. That's part of it, but you want to get seen in the right way. And the right way to get sales is as an authority. So speaking about your topic, your niche, with a big amount of expertise, sharing your results, and also being an embodiment. Because people aren't necessarily just rewarded on talent. And maybe this is where you've been going wrong. If you're like, I've got all the qualifications, I'm really good at what I do, I'm doing all the right things, why aren't people paying attention and why aren't people buying from me? It may be because they've put you in the friend zone.
and they don't see you as an authority. So becoming an authority is about stepping into a position of leadership in your life and in your business. And it's about people looking up to you for advice and wisdom because they trust you and they trust you to lead them to a result. So you have to be a leader and not in the friend zone. People don't become leaders who are memorable because they're just doing the same thing as everyone else. They're doing something new. They're doing something bigger. They're doing something in a different way. That's what makes them stand out. So if you want to get visible and you want to be remembered and you want to have a bigger business, becoming iconic is what you need to start focusing on. How can you become irreplaceable as the only one of you? But if you really want to be seen in a bigger way and you're not yet and you don't know why and you feel like you're kind of hitting a ceiling, then maybe this is what's getting in the way. That you're not happy being disagreed with. That you want everyone to like you. And so you're not really ready for people to disagree with you. You're not really ready to be seen in a bigger way because actually you're comfier than you realize where you are right now. So becoming a thought leader, what does this involve? So I've already talked about being polarizing, sharing your opinion, sharing your truth. You will need to be a leader instead of trying to be their friend, instead of being too nice and soft and people pleasery and watering down your opinions. You will need to be honest and direct and truthful. Obviously in a way that is true to your personality. It's not that you need to put this act on or identity on, but how can you be a leader and the strongest, most powerful version of you? Also look out for where you're oversharing because too much overfamiliarity can put you in the friend zone. So for example, on Instagram stories, if you're just sharing everything about your personal life, people are gonna see it as more of a personal account and they're gonna feel like you're their friend rather than being someone that they look up to who has a solution that they need. And this is all about balance because of course you wanna share a little bit of your personal life so they get to know you, but the main focus of everything in your business is to get people seeing you as an authority and as a leader so they respect you. Respect is so much more important than being liked or being nice. Because respect is what people actually look up to. And when they look up to you, they will come to you when they need help with the particular thing that you can help them with.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you know when the next one comes out. Reviews really help the Liz Roberta Show, so if you send me a screenshot of your review on the podcast in an Instagram DM at @IamLizRoberta, I'll give you my rich and receiving activation audio to help you break through into your next level of wealth. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, and I will see you here again, same time, same place, next week.